Sky Radio in the afternoon. Time for today's Ponder Game. This is the setup. What is the punchline? You've been mulling over this for the past few minutes. How do Irish 18 to 30 year olds fireproof their homes?
Like, I mean, I'm in this age category, and I wouldn't say my home is particularly fireproofed. The smoke alarms there, there's whatever else. Don't go lighting open flames. But what's the punchline here?
How do Irish 18 to 30 year olds fireproof their homes? By never owning one.
Oh, for God's sake. On a Monday, yeah, let's just remind us of the terrible housing crisis. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Topical, political, effective.
Man went to the doctor and said, I can't stop singing that song, Sex Bomb. And he said, that sounds like Tom Jones syndrome. And the man asked him, is that, like, common? And the doctor said, it's not unusual. Why? Why did you have to come in on my punchline? Why did you have to do that?
Could at least sung it. My brother's actually dating a girl called Rosemary.
Okay.
I don't know what he sees in her. Oh. Yes.
How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying?
You rock it.
I'm just going to let you take over Punter Game for the rest of the... Slot, yeah.
Don't be like that.
Feet up on the desk.
No, don't take your feet down. That's unhygienic.
It's actually also really uncomfortable because the desk in this studio is a standing desk. It's not at the correct level for putting your leg up.
It was good for dramatic effect.
It was. I may now have given myself a slight tear in my hamstring.
Are you coming back now? Have you learned your lesson?
No, you've ruined it now.
Have you learned your lesson?
Go on. What's your one now? What's your
God,
next
you're
joke?
You're so meow.
Crabby. I'm crabby today. I am crabby. Go on.
Meow. Why isn't holy water used in vaccines?
I don't know.
One cannot take thy Lord's name in vain.
Oh, for God's sake. I really didn't think I was going to get that one. I'm still not 100% sure if I have got it. I think I've got it.
I need to work on that one. Since I'm getting no support here, I'm going solo.
Yeah.
Did you hear, Fionnuala, the company email that went out from iRadio? Our boss is going to fire the employee with the worst posture. I have a hunch it might be me.
Okay, that was bad. I know I got that.
Okay.
The one beforehand, I'm still mulling that over, to be honest. I don't know if I got it or not.
Between myself and yourself, Fionnuala isn't here today. She's not with us. She's been ratty, catty, whatever you want to call it.
Crabby. Yeah.
She's just not with us.
Oh.
So, usually there's two here and there's you helping with the punter game.
I know, I'm just looking at my jokes
I'm not
now
talking to you. Not talking to you. So between myself and yourself, let's try and save, once again, another punter game. I have rewrote the holy water vaccine joke.
Oh, okay.
So what I should have went with was... Why is none of the COVID-19 vaccines called Jesus? And then the punchline, because you can't take the Lord's name in vain.
That would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The moment is lost.
It kind of was when you need to go back for the second time and clarify the joke and repeat the joke and try and make it better.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to go, Darren?
Dave. Fionnuala.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, it's just at the doctor's there. He told me of this condition where I can't stop telling jokes about airports. It's terminal. Sorry.
Oh, Donegal Darren, yes, you've lifted the Punter Game out of the doldrums.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, guys. I learned the German word for constipated yesterday. It's Pfaffenpuppen.
Oh, my God's sake. I can't pay to bit of toilet humor. What musical instrument is found in the bathroom?
Neil Sagam.
A tuba toothpaste.
Okay, that is definitely nailed on for the worst joke ever told in the history of the Punter Game.
Oh, what is your issue?
On.
Why not? Worse than the mangled holy water COVID vaccine attempt.
Yeah, but I'm doing a work in progress here. I'm bringing something to the table. Something fresh. Something new.
A tube of toothpaste is good. I refuse to believe it.
Owen from Meath with some highbrow humour. Did you hear about the Italian chef that died? He passed away. A Russian man looks for an English tutor. The tutor wants to hear what the Russian man knows. Give me some of your favourite words. Ivan. Vastid. Cracked. Crushed. Destroyed. Fractured. Shattered. Whoa. What's going on here? Oh, sorry. I'm speaking broken English again.
That would have been better if your attempt at a Russian accent.
What are you saying about Ivan?
Hadn't
the Russian
veered into some sort of a real West of Ireland THs where there shouldn't be THs situation.
What are you saying?
But I appreciate your efforts.
Russian. Ivan. Bastard. Good luck. Wow.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave Antonura.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.